Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we are joined in studio by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent. And so we're going to continue talking about the governor of Pennsylvania. And Governor of Pennsylvania, who says that the state cannot return to full normalcy until a, quote, foolproof vaccine is available. And now, like, half of my family lives in Pennsylvania. And, you know, believe it or not, we've actually sort of grown closer during the crisis because my sister, you know, organizes weekly Zoom meetings, you know, for family, and it's like we're talking more with each other like every week than we did for like months or years on end.
So how many of your family is in fear of the corona?
Almost none. I mean, I think everyone just wants things to get back to normal. Mm-hmm. And the way that I had relatives to talk to me about how it was done in Pennsylvania was there'd be clusters of counties that would be locked down, and then they'd be opened up based off of, I don't know, some arbitrary thing the government has. And so the county where one of my aunts lived in had less cases than a neighboring county that was closer to, I think, close to Harrisburg or Pittsburgh, and yet they weren't open, but the county that had more cases, right, ended up opening before them. So, I mean, it's a toll.
Well, one thing you can expect from government is inconsistency.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I believe the same thing regarding the nurse. You know, like nursing homes have also been heavily hit in Pennsylvania, just like in New York. Although I'm unsure, I didn't get a chance to look up if the Pennsylvania government ordered people, COVID-19 patients to go, or you know, people infected with COVID-19 to go into nursing homes like the government in the state of New York did. But so the governor here, Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, is a Democrat, says, when asked if a return of large events are contingent on a vaccination, Wolf said Pennsylvanians need to be confident that the novel coronavirus is under control and treatable. So here's the carrot. He said he believes it will take a vaccine or some assurances that we're not going to get sick to attend big events, going shopping, and returning to school. So big events like, I guess, say, like, you know, Eagles game, Flyers game, going shopping, mm-hmm. which everyone has, you know, I mean, we all need to go shopping, even like it doesn't specifically say for essential or non-essential, and return to school. Quote, ultimately, I think what it's going to take for everyone to feel safe. So he's projecting this onto everyone to say everyone to feel safe going to Penn State game or a basketball game is that they have some confidence that they're not going to get sick by being in close contact with someone else.
Even if they're not going to get coronavirus, that doesn't mean they're not going to get sick.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're sick with a regular flu, sick with just regular colds.
I mean, they're acting like they're going to turn the world or society or whatever into some sort of safe zone for communicable virus, and it's just not going to happen at all.
No. And
people have been getting infected in lockdown, right?
Oh, yeah. That was it. Like 66% of hospitalizations in New York City last month were from people who were sheltering in place.
What's the point?
Power,
yeah,
to get people to feel,
that's absolutely it.
To remind the people that we're all slaves to them.
Yeah.
He said the state is going to focus on testing and contact tracing.
Oh God,
I think
that's so creepy.
I think that's what it's really going to take to get our economy back to normal. And I it's not what it's going to take. It's I'm not going to say what. I really think that can't happen fully 100% until we have a vaccine that is foolproof. Wolf said, "That's my own stance." Well, I mean, I think that the only way we're going to get the economy normal in that state is if all these people behind the lockdown and forcing the lockdown to government get thrown out of helicopters, because it's not the coronavirus that's going to It's not the coronavirus that's wrecking the economy, right? I mean,
nope.
it is to the extent where people are afraid to go outside because they think if they go out and get the coronavirus, they're going to have their balls are going to fall off and they're going to have lung scarring forever. But it's really the government that is when the government's forced to shut down.
Yeah, if the government gang had not done anything, if they had just simply said, here's what we think you should do, because obviously I'd like them to disappear tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. But if they had butted out and let people make their own decisions, let business owners and individuals decide for themselves what level of risk they want to take, then it would be interesting to see. And then if people did shut their own businesses down on their own voluntary basis, then that would completely be on them. Whatever economic damage happened as a result of that would be their fault. You chose to close your business down. You shouldn't be too surprised when you go out of business because there's no one else who wants to come in there. They're going to go to your competitors or whatever. And it would be very interesting to see that world. Now, from what I understand, Belarus did not have, and from our basic, what little bit we heard about that country, the dictator there was basically saying, go out to hockey games. Who cares about social distancing? Have fun. Drink vodka. So I think it would be interesting to hear more about what exactly, if any restrictions were put into place in Belarus, because Sweden's been getting all the press for being unrestricted by comparison, but they aren't unrestricted. There are limits on people gathering in Sweden, like it's a 50-person limit there, from what I understand, and they have cited some businesses, I think, as well. So Sweden may have been less of a ratcheting up of the authoritarian medical state, but Belarus may be less than Sweden.
Yeah, it is difficult to determine without, a pure control group, because I think, I'm pretty sure maybe I faintly recall a headline that Belarus had to do something, just something slight, but because the issue is it's sort of like a collective peer pressure, and I think this is why Trump has sort of played along for as long as he has with this, because if you don't do anything, right, if your neighboring country is in full lockdown and you're not doing anything, even if even if the social distancing and the sheltering in place and everything doesn't do much to stop the deaths, every single death that happens anyway, people are going to say, the hysterics and the chicken littles are going to say, this death could have been prevented if you force everyone to stay inside. And I wouldn't say that Trump and these other world leaders' hands are tied. Like Bolsonaro, right, of Brazil, he was someone else who didn't want the country, his country, to just devolve and into
he said some good things, Bolsonaro, during this situation.
And he caught the virus too. He caught the virus towards the beginning. Yeah, and he was coughing at a rally, but he's still alive and he's up there in age. At this point, I don't think they have anything left to fear. I mean, to put the way Trump said, the cure has been remarkably worse than the disease. So here we go. So continuing on with what the governor, and he keeps digging himself a bigger hole. It keeps getting worse. He says, quote, "I think that's what it's going to take to really get our economy back to normal, and I really think that can't happen fully, 100%, until we have a vaccine that is foolproof." That's my own stance. Two other Democrat governors have also hinged their hopes on full normalcy on the development and availability of a vaccine. Quote, "Until a proven vaccine is widely available, we cannot firmly enter the new normal," right? So we're not going back to normal.
Not going back to normal.
The new normal, which is totally just Orwellian, Kafkaesque.
I hate
normal.
It. When life, and I don't hate a lot of things. I really detest this mask wearing stuff. It's super disappointing to see people doing that. In fact, I was at a local watering hole here today that you and I are relatively constantly going to, at least once a week usually, and I was sad to see the staff wearing masks today, with the exception of one of them. And the next time I'm in there, I'm going to say that I would prefer to not have whoever it is that's serving me, I'd prefer they not be wearing the mask. Now, I'm not going to make them, right? I'm not going to turn around and leave. I'm just going to let it be known that as a customer, it is my preference to see the face of the person who is providing me with the service.
Oh, I'd be curious to see how that goes.
I don't think most of them want to be wearing them because they didn't up until today.
Yeah.
You know, if they wanted to wear a mask, they most assuredly could, right? A business owner is not likely to tell an employee, hey, take that mask off. You know, you can't be wearing that mask.
I mean, especially now. Like, you know, with before the coronavirus, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But especially now. So we're going to, coming up, we're going to hear more about the new normal from a few other governors here in the United States. And also from, believe it or not, someone who makes Sununu look good. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back everyone, to this latest edition of Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and in studio we're joined by...
Yeah, it's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. I want to talk to you about Intercoin. Now, just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You could invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. So now, Ian, before we get back to what some other governors here in the United States are talking about, saying what they need to fully reopen in their states to go back to the new normal, you said you have some an update on Belarus.
Yeah, I find Belarus to be the most interesting of all the countries so far, because it has, according to the story at AlJazeera.com, which is published a couple of weeks ago, or actually a little less, maybe about 10 or so days ago, the World Health Organization has singled out Belarus because they have a, quote, lack of adequate social distancing measures, and called for the country to shutter non-essential businesses and enforce distance learning. So none of those things are happening in Belarus. They don't have a lockdown. Okay, you can go out, you can do whatever you want. Your so-called non-essential businesses, of course, we think all businesses are essential. I think I can speak for you on that one. But here on Free Talk Live. So all businesses are allowed to stay open unless they want to close. It's their choice. And whether or not distance learning is happening is up to the educational institution. So it basically sounds like there's no real, like, COVID crackdown going on there. Now, of course, the media is making it sound like, well, Belarus is incredibly dangerous. They start out talking about an assistant film producer who is volunteering as a coordinator, trying to, like, get masks and things like that out to people. So there's still, obviously, people who are very concerned and have bought into all of the propaganda surrounding COVID-19. But the government itself has not mandated anything, apparently, on anyone. So it's as close to that control group as you were talking about.
And are the streets overflowing with bodies of the dead, of kids, dead kids, that they say is going to die if we don't social distance?
Well, what they're claiming is that Belarus has one of the highest rates of infection in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
However, that's still not really that impressive. So it says Belarus, a country of about 9.5 million people, so it's larger than New Hampshire, where most people live in urban centers, has been run by the same president, Alexander Lukashenko, since 1994, and is now grappling with one of Europe's highest per capita coronavirus infection rates. However, when you go over and actually look at there's this website that Drudge Report has been linking to for 2 months at the top of Drudge Report. It's called ArcGIS, ArcGIS. It's got that world map with the red spots on it.
Yeah.
You can, like, click on whichever country and look at the statistics. Belarus, I mean, it is, I would say, in the top 20, maybe toward the bottom of the top 20. I haven't counted. There's not, like, a numbered list, so I haven't counted yet. But it's actually right next to Sweden on the list of total number of confirmed cases, of which there are 33,371 in Belarus, in a country of 9-point-something million people. So that's not a lot of people.
No.
And further, have you heard the number of deaths here in New Hampshire?
It's like, what, less than 100 now?
No.
90 or?
No, I believe it's like 180. According to Google's numbers at news.google.com, New Hampshire has 3,721 confirmed cases with 182 deaths.
Oh my God, where's my mask? Oh, I had no idea.
Let me compare that to, now again, we're going with government numbers here, right? So we don't know if these are right. We don't know if they're chalking up every death in New Hampshire to COVID, or, you know, half of them to COVID, or what. And we don't know if Belarus is under, you know, underdoing their numbers, right? So we don't know. But just going on what the reported numbers are, Belarus has had 185 deaths. So New Hampshire, with 1.4 million people in it, and 3,700 cases, has had as about as many deaths as Belarus has had. Belarus having almost 10 times as many confirmed cases. Okay, so New Hampshire with 3,700, Belarus with 33,000, but the death numbers are almost identical. Belarus with 185, New Hampshire with 182.
Yeah, I wonder if in Belarus there's kickbacks from the government for via hospitals to label COVID-19 deaths.
Great point. What you're saying is that in the United States, there is a kickback going to medical bureaucracy or whatever in order for chalking things up to COVID-19.
And three times for using a ventilator, too. They get three times the money if they have someone put someone on a ventilator.
So I thought that was interesting. They're making it sound like Belarus is like, oh, my God, it's one of the worst. Well, it's not really that bad, all things considered. And they didn't destroy their economy either. According to the story here at, Al Jazeera, there wasn't much about Belarus in the early days, and there still isn't a whole lot about it. But according to the story, Lukashenko, who's campaigning for the presidential election to be held by the end of August, has repeatedly played down the danger of the coronavirus, saying a lockdown would be ineffective, unjustified, and bad for business and society. He wants to go ahead with a military parade on Saturday. This, again, was written 2 weeks ago, so that's happened by now, celebrating the 75th anniversary of World War II, a move that has raised concerns from Human Rights Watch, which said the event, quote, defies public health recommendations. The president of Belarus said to that, quote, we can't cancel it. Those people died for us. He said, in a lax attempt at encouraging social distancing, that's what Al Jazeera called it. He said, quote, you don't need to drag anyone to the event. So he's right here. Look, if you don't want to go to the parade, don't go to the parade. And it would be interesting to see how many people did go. We could look that up later, maybe.
Who would have thought that an ex-Soviet satellite state values freedom more and has, you know, better
than
common
the
sense?
United States.
Yeah. We're not behaving like lemmings, right?
Well, at least in this case, they do. If you look at Belarus on the list of economic freedom rankings for the world, they're not so hot. I mean, they're not up there or anything like that. But they're not terrible compared to like China or anything like that. The president's office did deny Al Jazeera's interview request. The country's approach remains mixed. They have so far advised self-isolation for those who've tested positive or returned from a foreign country, and said that people should being the key word there, not must, maintain a 1.5 meter distance. In March, the president said, quote, people should not only wash their hands with vodka, but also poison the virus with it. Cafes and bars are still open, the football league is still going ahead, and about 25% of the population on April 25th took part in a community work day, including the president himself.
Well, I don't know about vodka being internally killing the virus, but they're certainly making a lot more sense than some of these other governors, like of New Jersey.
Yeah, let's get into that.
In California, and also who might replace Sununu as governor here in New Hampshire, who's actually even worse than Sununu, believe it or not. This is Free Talk Live.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Mercy. Mercy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding, and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dino at DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to see churches reopen.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. To me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends, and they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
Lori Loughlin plans to plead guilty on Friday for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Loughlin will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. She'll spend 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. Loughlin also will be fined $150,000. This is USA Radio News. Some researchers claim tens of thousands of lives could have been saved if the nation had taken action sooner when the coronavirus broke out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
The federal government started recommending that states adopt stay-at-home orders and social distancing guidelines in mid-March. But the Columbia University study suggests that the U.S. could have saved nearly 36,000 lives from COVID-19 if that action had been taken just a week or two sooner. The study focused on infection rates in metropolitan areas and suggests that early action could have avoided more than 700,000 cases of the virus up to May 3rd.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since the coronavirus took hold of the United States has swelled to nearly 39 million. This as states continue to gradually reopen their economies and let people go back to work. Last week alone, 2.4 million people filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent. I want to talk to you about Divi. Now, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you will be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you will be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in
the
mobile app.
That's like the dollar.
Yes. Right in a mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with her multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And so now we've gone over how the governor of Pennsylvania says we can't get to the, quote, new normal until there's a foolproof vaccine. And unfortunately, he's being parroted by some of the other governors.
Oh, yeah.
And even more, you know, I mean, I'd say when people talk about, like,
they're all singing the same tune about this new normal.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a very, very statist state. But it's mainly, primarily because, at least my understanding, because it's like many other states, unfortunately, like California and Illinois, it's controlled by the megacity in its region, where you have it's or the two actually. You have Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on the coast, and then the state of Alabama in the middle as a former.
is that the joke?
Yeah, that's a joke. People call it Pensatucky.
Okay,
I was born in the part that they refer to as Alabama, and I'm damn proud of it.
That explains the hair.
And oh no, I've gotten so much grief for the hair, but yeah, and so it's unfortunate because there's a lot of freedom loving, you know, salt of the earth people in all of these states too. Believe it or not, there's a rural part to New Jersey and California, and just you know the political machines that come out of the cities just you know ensure that these states that would otherwise be red states are just going to stay firmly blue. So here we go, and so we have. From the governor of New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says, until a proven vaccine is widely available, we cannot firmly enter the new normal when life will once again return to all our working places, downtowns, and main streets.
Wait, that was the New Jersey guy? Didn't the Pennsylvania guy say almost the same exact thing?
Yeah, and then the governor of California is saying almost the same exact thing. Yeah, okay.
Making sure I'm hearing this right. Okay.
It's like they have talking points.
Mm-hmm.
So California Governor Gavin Newsom also said that the Golden State would not be going back to normal.
Oh, he said that a bunch, yeah.
Until a vaccine is available. Quote, we're not going back to normal, the governor said at a press briefing this month. It is a new normal with adaptations and modifications until we get to immunity and a vaccine. That's like adaptations and modifications. Reminds me from a Star. You ever watch Star Trek, The Next Generation, the Borg?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them when I was growing up.
You'll be assimilated. Resistance is futile. So
that's what they're saying.
You'll be vaccinated. Resistance is futile. President Trump has remained positive about the development of a vaccination, noting the, quote, staggeringly good test results of the coronavirus vaccine from Moderna. Trump also said this month that he is already involved in the process of mobilizing the military to distribute the vaccine as soon as it's developed, which caused a lot of pro-Trump people to release bricks. They really didn't like that. At the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly, although Trump did come out and say that it would be available for people who wanted it. So by no means is, at least so far, Trump
is not saying it's going to be mandatory.
No. And a lot of people freaked out and were saying that's what he was saying because he said the military. And so he says here at the end, quote, I just want to make something clear, the president said during a press conference in a Rose Garden last week. It's very important, vaccine or no vaccine, we're back. So. At least Trump isn't depending his reopening, you know, the country reopening based off of a vaccine. So we're talking about governors, and now here's someone who's running for governor here in New Hampshire, and I just saw this headline, and I just had to bring it to, our attention here. This is from the union leader, Andrew Walensky, right? You know, we were talking about Belarus, but this guy's probably from the U.S., just as a Eastern European name. Andrew Walensky, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. And he wrote this himself, and right now...
The Union Leader is the largest newspaper in New Hampshire,
yes,
by the way.
Yes. Thank you, yes. And Sununu right now...
He's currently an executive counselor, sorry to interrupt, I believe. So he's like already an elected office holder, this guy.
An executive counselor representing District 2 and candidate for governor. So he's running for governor as a Democrat, and he wrote this... The origin of the phrase, no shirt, no shoes, no service, is likely a dubious response to the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, but it has now become separated from its discriminatory purpose, i.e., when he appropriates it.
Mm.
This phrase can now be pressed into service during the COVID-19 crisis with a modest change, add a requirement for a mask. The most powerful response to the spread of COVID-19 is to wear a simple facial covering or a mask. So if that's the most powerful response, then why are we shutting down all the businesses in the economy?
Well, let me tell you, it doesn't feel empowering, I'll tell you that. It feels pathetic. I mean, I don't say that because I've actually tried the mask on, but I feel, you know, disempowered simply being around a bunch of people like that because it makes me feel like I'm surrounded by obedience.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's like a scene out of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? Mm. Where I just turn around, like, the only one not wearing it, and all these, like, eyes, right? And it's just, that's the thing. You can't see the rest of her facial expression. It's just the eyes are staring at you.
Did you ever see the Invasion of the Body Snatchers from the 1990s with Donald Sutherland in it?
Well, that was...
Wasn't he in the original, too, or something?
He was in the 1978 version, yes. I didn't know there was a number one.
There's one with Arlie Ermey in it from the early 1990s, and it was actually really good. And in that one, they point at you and they scream. So, like, the aliens, if they see you and you're not one of them or something, I forget. They did that in the 78 one, too.
So this just gets even better. The best way to enforce the wearing of masks is to require businesses that open. So require here, he says, businesses, not ask, require businesses that open during the crisis to refuse to serve members of the public who do not wear a mask. As Governor Chris Sununu has chosen to open our malls, this is the first I've heard of that, with hordes of Massachusetts shoppers coming from areas of concentrated contagion.
That's a lie. The initial story about the malls reopening was that there was barely a trickle of customers.
Oh, I could, even before.
There's even a story here at Politico about Georgia, which got a bunch of press because, oh my God, they're opening too soon in Georgia. Well, according to the story at Politico, Georgia's jobs aren't flooding back. So even though they're allowed to reopen, you can't exactly rehire everybody if all your customers aren't coming back, right? Like, if you're only getting a quarter of your customers back, you can really only bring back about a quarter of your staff.
And, I mean, the staff might not even want to come back because if they're getting paid more money by the government to sit on their ass than to work. And I just find this funny here. This is the only time you'd hear a Democrat candidate from New Hampshire complain about hordes of people from Massachusetts coming into the state. I just want to point that out. It is the cost of doing business. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. I recently hosted a Zoom town hall with public health experts, Nora Travis, PhD, an environmental health professor at Keene State, and Richard, just a bunch of names. They shared that we could shut down the virus if 4 out of 5 people wear masks. Okay, so I guess we'll be good, Ian. We'll be number 5. We just got to get 10 people. This works.
I don't see that, thank goodness, when I'm out and about. I don't see 4 out of 5.
Oh. I have been seeing a significant drop in the amount of...
Have you?
Compared to early. It depends on where we go.
The Thirsty Owl Bar in town, every time I go by, no one is wearing a mask outside. Except now the employees are, but all the customers are not. So that makes me feel good.
And he says here, this works because a mask protects others from tiny droplets each of us emit when we cough, sneeze, belch, or even laugh. As governor, I would ask businesses to join us in enforcing the basic public health requirement. So I would I would ask businesses. Okay, so at least he's not saying forcing businesses.
Well,
but as soon as he gets elected, he's going to start forcing businesses to do it.
He's not saying it now.
No. We'll get further into it because he's going to say what else he would do as governor, and he makes Sununu look good, which is not easy.
Jesus.
This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in Freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and we are joined in studio by...
Yeah, it's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, so we're continuing this article from I haven't heard much about the Democrat primary here for governor in New Hampshire.
There is no primary yet. They haven't even had the filing period.
Oh, okay. So
anybody who's running has just sort of announced it. Not anything official.
Okay, so coronavirus hasn't overtaken it like it has with the nationwide Democrat primary. But currently, I think it's what the two names I know of is Tom Feltz, Feltes, or however you pronounce it, some sort of politician here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and Andrew Valinsky, who's, I guess this is like op-ed we're reading from the union leader here. And saying why he thinks that, or as governor, he would ask that businesses mandate that customers wear a mask when inside their establishment, and it just gets better here. It's titled, No Shirt, No Shoes, No Mask, No Service. So he says, many Granite Staters have shared fearful accounts of witnessing unmasked employees and customers when they are shopping for necessities.
Go back to Massachusetts.
If you're that scared, yeah. And I mean, I hear like Massachusetts has had it worse than New England, but not even by that much. Not like New York level.
Interesting. I'm just looking here at Ballotpedia, but the competitor that you mentioned to this guy that wrote the story, he's not on the list anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very.
At least as of now. That may be because Ballotpedia did send out notices to all of their candidates saying that they had to have some kind of, I forget what it was. There was some sort of requirement that they put on. Oh, I remember what it was. They
had to have like some sort of fundraising number from the state Secretary of State's office. So nobody, our co-host, who is running against Sununu for the primary in the gubernatorial election here, he did get that number, so his name is listed as the only challenger to Sununu for the Republican primary, but this guy Valinsky is the only guy listed for the Democrats.
I wonder if it's because we're consolidating behind him.
I don't know. Last time they had like three or something Democrat candidates, so they didn't consolidate the last time.
Yeah, it was a guy with a train, right? It was like Van Horn.
I don't know.
So it was a guy who wanted
to... These people
to...
are not memorable.
Yeah, true. Especially, even for New Hampshire, politician standards are not memorable. So he says, the University of Washington model just increased its projections for New Hampshire COVID deaths. Seven states have now required... Yeah, you know, why can't... How about you get like a New Hampshire university, or at least Quinnipiac, which is closer, to do something, to do polling, or not polling, it's a projections. Seven states have now required masks for customers and workers and businesses, including Maryland, which is led by Republican Governor Larry Hogan. This is, you know, it's still tyranny if you have a Republican
right,
or Democrat. He's trying to appeal to partisanship.
This is bipartisan tyranny. It's okay. It's okay when both the parties do it.
Well, then he immediately follows up by saying, this isn't a partisan issue. Localities in red, blue, and purple states alike are increasingly requiring customers to wear masks. And it is a bandwagoning.
Right? So, yeah, he's saying Sununu hasn't gone far enough, is what he's saying.
Yeah. As governor, I would not hesitate to require that masks be worn by businesses that wish to open. So not by everyone, right, just by businesses that wish to remain open. Retail workers are being asked to endanger their lives so that shopping malls can reopen. I don't agree with this decision, but the least we could do is make the retail stores as safe as possible. It's also the state's responsibility to make sure masks are freely available at the point of entry to our stores. A chicken that in is, every pot and a mask yeah, in every
right.
store. If customers forgot their masks, we should help them. If they refuse to wear a mask, they should be refused entry. While we're at it, we should implement flexible scheduling in all of our workplaces to improve social distancing. Okay, it wasn't as threatening.
What does that even mean?
Flexible
scheduling.
So I guess like instead of everyone working like 9 to 5, you have some people work from like 9 to noon. And
how does that help social distancing?
Well, because less people are in the building at the same time. I have family who work in office buildings, and they say that half of the employees are allowed to work from home, and then the other half are allowed to come into the office, which sort of works out because the half that go into the office actually want to be in the office. Mm-hmm. Well, the half that stays at home and works from home, right? They want to work from home and are, you know, probably good at it, right? If we're not getting fired. So he finishes up saying, and you know this is a great orator when he ends his essay with finally, it is time for the governor to speak out against the reopen NH rallies. So he's talking about us.
Yeah. Wow. We've been there.
While responsible citizens are social distancing and wearing masks, so I guess Keene
is irresponsible.
Yeah, Keene's irresponsible. These protesters.
Well, the Keene politicians are all wearing masks.
Oh, not the police, though.
But the police aren't, which it actually warms my heart a little bit to see the cops walking around with no masks on.
Well, you know, if they have to, if they have to chase someone, it decreases their breathing. But
that's true.
Dangerous. When was the last time you saw a cop get out of her car and get to go on foot patrol or chase someone? And you know, knowing the people in Keene,
I did see actually. I saw. I didn't see them get out of their car, but they did chase a college student one year. He was S-faced drunk, and they were trying to get him to like stop and consent to a search, and the kid booked it, and I did see a cop chase after him and tackle him.
Oh, well, I was going to say, usually with college students, they immediately, they immediately prostrate themselves to the police.
No, this guy was drunk, and he was gonna run.
Well, that's why they called liquid courage.
Yeah.
So
he got taken down by, like, the scrawniest cop. Like, this guy looks like me.
Oh, how embarrassing. Well, he probably was the only one who had the leg capacity to run, right?
He wasn't too fat.
Hobbling
yeah.
over. He wants Sununu to speak out against reopen NH rallies. While responsible citizens are social distancing and wearing masks, these protesters, some of whom are reportedly paid. All right. All right, really? where are our checks? Yeah, where's our checks? Flout all community norms, right? Because, yeah, going out and wearing a mask in broad daylight, you know, staying inside when the sun is out, yeah, that's normal, right? We're the weird ones. How would these protesters have reacted when asked to plant Liberty Gardens for the war effort? Well, that was back before it was illegal to collect rainwater in some places, so I'm sure we would all be fine.
I don't think that's illegal here. That's Oregon, I believe.
Anyway, I mean, people get the idea, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's, you know, the homeowner association will show up. The neighborhood Nazis will say, you can't have a garden here. So, yeah, that's why we can't have Liberty Yards. Would these sunshine patriots have slunk away from their responsibilities in wartime England when asked to darken their windows during air raids? Okay.
So, once again, you've got another guy here in the government gang who is likening this current situation to wartime. That is continuously happening, and it's not just, Democrats. Trump's done it, too, right? He's talked about fighting the, quote, invisible enemy.
Well, he was alluding to the deep state. That's what Q said.
No, he was talking about COVID-19 is what he was talking about. So, none of these people are any better than any of the rest of them. I mean, it's a difference only in degrees. We're all seeing all these governors talking about this new normal and the United States doesn't have a Belarus. There are some states where they didn't have total lockdowns, so some states were better than others, but that's always true in the U.S. There's always some states that are less free or more free than others, but none of them had the same mentality as Belarus across the board.
Oh, yeah, and his, you know, talking about, like, victory gardens, right? It's like trying to have the people who buy into all of this feel like they're part of the team, right? That they're... They're fighting this war, and it's like, well, with Victory Gardens, food was being rationed, so if you didn't grow one, you could go hungry. And with, you know, talking about the London Blitz, you know, darkening for windows, yeah, I mean, if you didn't darken your windows, you might have a bomb fall on your house. But he's equating that just to walking outside and not putting a piece of fabric over your face.
That's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to act like if you join in, you do what you're told, you're going to be contributing to this war effort, and you're going to help defeat coronavirus, and you're a hero.
So, cool, these sunshine patriots. Well, plenty of people have been to these rallies during the brutal
wind. It was one
that
was freezing cold, with just above freezing in probably the mid to upper 30s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was raining, and it was just awful. And there were 300 to 400 people there.
And so he says, the reopened protests are not patriots at all. Patriots don't needlessly endanger their neighbors.
Patriots do what they're told.
They fight to protect them. Yeah, we're fighting to protect their rights, the sheeple. It is long past our elected leaders publicly proclaimed this simple truth. It would be a great shame to suffer a single preventable death for failure to wear a mask or failure to call out protesters who needlessly endanger us all. Do the right thing. Save lives. Oh, and, you know, look, folks, Sununu's bad, but we can't let this guy get in. I got to endorse Sununu. No, it's whoever wins, we lose. But this guy is so bad that he makes Sununu look good in comparison, which is why I'm endorsing nobody for New Hampshire governor. And, if you're a Republican or registered, you care about freedom, I recommend you do the same thing, too, because Sununu is clearly
Well, anybody
part
can
of
support
swamp.
Nobody's campaign from anywhere. Just go to electnobody.com. Oh, you don't have to be in New Hampshire for that.
But, yeah, no, Sununu's part of a swamp. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.